This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Scotland's Jesus by Frankie Boyle, read by Angus King. Introduction. There are many reasons why an author chooses to write a book. Perhaps, like me, they're being paid a lot of money to write it. Or perhaps... Nope, that's all I can think of. The good people at HarperCollins did gently hint that I should make this book more commercial. So I had to ask myself about the nature of what's popular in our culture. What do people really want? What would we hope to be offered by a book if we were being completely honest? Which is why I started writing the book you now hold in your hands. A crime porno. The appeal for me was simple. How hard can it be to write 1,000 words of porn every day? I probably text 1,000 words of porn a day. The real problem was not only writing porn and letting the whole thing descend into a kaleidoscope of mouths and limbs and cocks and mouths and cocks and tits. Hence, crime. I've never met anyone who doesn't like a little vicarious contact with crime. From teenagers killing prostitutes in Grand Theft Auto as a bit of light-hearted escapism from their actual sex...